number four here and is eighth overall, but they're going to have many wonderful battles as the years progress. Over on court 14, Dida De Groot was extending her consecutive match-win record to 103. It's an 18th Grand Slam title for the Dutch world number one, a third straight Roland Garros title, a fourth overall. She was taking on the second seed, Yui Kamiji, and a 10th consecutive Grand Slam title. The numbers that Dida De Groot are notching up are absolutely outstanding, and she won that title for the loss of just two games. She marches on, Dida De Groot, now 103 consecutive match wins. They really are astonishing numbers. But big smiles all round as the trophies were presented. Then to the quad singles final. It was one against two. Niels Vink celebrating. He's the world number one as he beat his good friend and doubles partner, Sam Schroeder. It went the distance. It was a repeat of last year's final that Vink also won for what was his first major title then. Vink has now won three of the last five Grand Slam finals. They are good friends. They play doubles together, but it is a fierce rivalry on the singles court. But lovely to see that emotion between the two of them at the end. Other finals that we have for you today, big smiles as the trophies are presented. We're in the junior competition. They were played on court Simone Mathieu, and it was Alina Kournieva, the world number one and the Australian Open champion, who will come through against Luciana Perez Alarcón. Just 15 years of age, Kournieva, the second Grand Slam title of the year. She dropped just one set all tournament and becomes the first player to win two Grand Slam girls singles titles since 2013 when Anna Konyu and Belinda Bencic split the four. Congratulations to both girls, though. It was a hard-fought final. Moving on to the junior boys final, which followed that, and it was 17-year-old Dino Prismic from Croatia, the third seed in this tournament. He would come through in straight sets. Lovely little smile from Prismic there. And he was taking on the eighth seed Juan Carlos Prado Angelo from Bolivia. 6-1, 6-4, the final score. And that would win him his first junior Grand Slam title. He would become the first Croatian boys singles champion since a man we know well, Marin Cilic, back in 2005. That big smile, all that hard work paying off. And we say congratulations to both of those men for getting to the final and to Prisic for coming away as the boys champion. So they were your finals to this point. We do, though, still have a final to be played. There we go. They're clearing the court on Philippe Chatrier. Even Dodé again, Austin Krajicek. Now, they were in the final last year. They didn't win the title. They're the fourth seed, taking on the unseeded pairing of Sander Gilles and Joren Vliegen of Belgium. And if you would like commentary of that, tune into Radio Roland Garros right now. We'll have every ball of that final, and that will complete the finals for Saturday. If we take a look at your order of play for Sunday, the action starts at 11:30. That's with Shea Su Wei and Wong Chang taking on the 10th seed pairing of Leila Fernandez and Taylor Townsend. I think that's got the potential to be an absolute cracker to start things off. And then it's a not before 2:30 for Novak Djokovic against Casper Ruud. Casper Ruud looking to do something he's never won before. That's win a Grand Slam title. That's take a set off Novak Djokovic and then possibly get the win. While Novak Djokovic is going for history, he is going well for his third title here, but for his 23rd Grand Slam singles title. The day today was all about Iga Świątek. Just to mark your card that we will be back with you tomorrow at 1:30. I'll be alongside Alex Kurecha as we preview that men's final. I'll then be back with you around 30 minutes after the match point to look back and show you all the celebrations from the final. Will be recrowning a new Grand Slam champion, or does Novak Djokovic move to 23? We'll find out tomorrow, but we're going to leave you this evening. We could only leave you this evening with your 2023 Roland Garros women's singles champion, world number one defending champion, now four-time Grand Slam winner, Iga Świątek.
The Roland Garros set. This podcast was brought to you by MasterCard.
Absolutely lethal. Garros.
Radio Roland Garros. Quiet, please. Players are ready.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
Radio Roland Garros.
Game, set, and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball-by-ball commentary, exclusive interviews, and all the very latest news.
And he serves the forehand of Hewitt, who mishits his return. The roar belongs to the Japanese teenager. He has been ruthless in this opening set. He's taken it by 6-1. Lady E, Alfie has some work to do here.
He has a lot of work to do.
Three championship points for Tokita Oda. First serve is long. Hewitt guides the ball back to the far end. Actually, it bounced up quite high, and the tallish ball boy had to jump in the air to make sure he took the catch. Second serve, backhand reply is long, and Tokita Oda is a Grand Slam champion for the very first time, and the new world number one at the age of just 17 years and 33 days, and he roars his delight.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du simple messieurs, tennis en fauteuil, Roland Garros 2023. Finaliste du tournoi de tennis en fauteuil. Simple messieurs, le Britannique Alfie Hewitt. Sept titres en Grand Chelem, trois ici à Roland-Garros. Vainqueur du simple messieurs, tennis en fauteuil, Roland Garros 2023. Il n'a que 17 ans. Il obtient son premier titre en Grand Chelem, le japonais Tokita Oda.
Well, I think it goes without saying, congratulations to Tokita. I know this is your first singles Grand Slam, and what a way to do it, to be honest, because yeah, you fully deserved that title today. That was simply amazing out there. And for a young lad, that's seriously impressive. So, yeah, many congrats to yourself and your team as well. I make that 1-1 this year in Grand Slams. So I'm sure there's going to be many more battles and finals ahead. But, yeah, celebrate. I know you're under 18, so I don't know if you can drink. But whatever you do, make sure it's a good time. Obviously, I just want to say a massive thank you to Roland Garros for giving myself and Taquito this opportunity to play, you know, in this incredible arena. It's my first time playing here, and yeah, it is as good as it looks on the TV. So, yeah, I'm really happy to play here. Obviously, not happy about the result, but we move on. There's Wimbledon next. I'm looking forward to that one. Obviously, thank you to my team for the week. I've still had some really good positives that I can take away. And me and Gordon will be playing doubles later on. So if some of you are around, then come and watch us on Court 14, I believe. So I think I'll leave it to the champ and see you next year in Paris 2024.
Merci. Okay.
Firstly, I want to thank Wolfie for this great match and from the Australian Open. It's always tough to play with you and then always making the battle with you. So, but I hope really to making more time for this high level tournament with you for the finals. And I hope to wish all the best for your teams. And I want to thank for my team, family, the fans, my friends, everything and that I had for and supporting for us and for the Japanese people front of the TV. So I want to thank for all the Japanese people and who coming here. Merci beaucoup. I want to say something for the Japanese fan in Japan. So I want to talk in the Japanese. 皆さん今日はありがとうございました。きっとこうテレビの前で皆さん見てもらえてると思うので、本当にこれをきっかけに車いすテニスを始めて見た方はもう絶対にこれからも応援してほしいですし、これから僕がもっともっと盛り上げてさらに大きいスポーツに、していきますし、これからはもう、アルフィー選手とともに何度もこう決勝戦を戦うことになると思うので、そのバトルをぜひ見てほしいですし、ここに来ていただいた、まあ、スポンサーの皆様、そして日本人の皆様、本当にもう皆さんのパワーで勝てました。また来年お会いしましょう。 See you next year。
どうもありがとう。 Thank you。
Radio Roland Garros。
Game, set and match.
Radio Roland Garros will be with you every morning from 11:30 local time, broadcasting live from Paris, bringing you ball by ball commentary, exclusive interviews and all the very latest news.
Sa première finale en Grand Chelem, elle est de la République tchèque, Karolína Muchová. Elle est accompagnée par Timéo, avec les joueurs, c'est Yannick. We'll be right back. opposé à la numéro 1 mondiale qui a emporté 3 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 2 ici à Roland-Garros, la Polonaise Iga Świątek.
Just a couple of reminders about the match. On this court, the shot clock will be on the top of the two scoreboards, but also down there. For your towels, they're just around the court. Iga, you can use the one with the gray, please. Carolina, the orange, all right? And for the ball marks, if I have a doubt, I'll be going myself anyway, but obviously feel free to call me if you want me to check anything. Just please stop the point immediately. Any questions before we start? No? Carolina, would you like to choose? We have the ball or player?
Player.
Player. Ale. Opa. Tapelua? It's ball. You serve? Okay. All right.
Placée aujourd'hui à la 43e place mondiale, son meilleur classement est obtenu au mois de mai 2021. Elle était 19e joueuse mondiale. Elle remportait son premier tournoi en 2019 à Séoul. La même année, elle était finaliste à Prague. Un quart de finale à Wimbledon cette année-là. 2021, elle était demi-finaliste à l'Open d'Australie. Quart de finaliste à Wimbledon. Cette saison, elle avait atteint les quarts de finale des tournois de Blanc, de Dubaï, d'Ignalo. C'est sa première finale en 2023. Elle a éliminé Sakkari au premier tour, en 8e mondial, Podroska, Begu, Avanesian, Pavlyuchenkova et enfin la numéro 2 mondiale, Arina Sabalenka en demi-finale, pour se qualifier pour sa première finale en Grand Chelem. Elle est de la République tchèque, Karolina Muchova. Son adversaire est le 31 mai 2001 à Varsovie, elle mesure 1m76, placée aujourd'hui à la première place mondiale, classement qu'elle a atteint pour la première fois en avril 2022. Elle avait remporté son premier titre ici à Roland-Garros en 2020, dominant Sofia Kenin en finale. Deux victoires en 2021 et en 2022, elle remportait 8 titres, dont 2 autres en Grand Chelem, Roland-Garros une deuxième fois en dominant Coco Gauff et l'US Open. Elle était victorieuse cette saison à Doha et à Stuttgart, finaliste à Madrid et à Dubaï. C'est une nouvelle participation, la 5e ici pour elle. Elle a éliminé l'Espagnol Buxa au premier tour, Liu, l'américaine, Xinyu Wang, la chinoise Tsurenko, Coco Gauff, et enfin la brésilienne Adan Maia en demi-finale pour parvenir à une nouvelle finale ici à Roland-Garros. 3 titres en Grand Chelem, 2 à Roland-Garros, elle est numéro 1 mondiale, elle est polonaise, Iga Świątek.
Une minute.
C'est dans le monde grec, madame Eva Asderakimour.
For now, all you need to know is it's love 42-5 set points for Iga Świątek, who's a very good front runner. And she's got a second serve to look at.
Still waiting for it.
Pause, the silence, the reach, the serve down the tee, mixing it up, cut back with the slice, hits the top of the net, sits in into the net with the backhand volley. Świątek picks it up from the backhand side, goes Muchova, the court is open, it's too good, She tried, but she didn't put away the first and then the second volley. And that's the first set in the bag.
Reprise.
Deuxième match.
Reprise. Sur un deck.
Set point, second serve, this to level up the 2023 final. Backhand reply from Świątek is long! We're going into a decider! Iga Świątek is to win her fourth Grand Slam title. It's not going to be in straight sets this time. A remarkable comeback from Karolina Muchová. She was a set and three love down. She looked to be on her knees. Well, she's climbed back up. And goodness knows what is going to happen over the course of the next hour here on a sunny Court Philippe Chatrier.
Reprise.
Merci, mesdames et messieurs. Dernier match. Au service, Świątek.
Świątek ready to attack. Świątek's on the baseline. And she has a second serve to look at championship point. Świątek swaying menacingly, looking to put pressure on championship point. The serve is a double fault. And it is game, set, and championship won for Iga Świątek, who is in tears at the back of the court. She's down on her knees. She cannot believe it. Karolina Muchová, disappointed, but made her way round to the other side of the court to congratulate Iga Świątek. Muchová, the only player to take Świątek the distance in this tournament over the course of 2 weeks. She fought back to take it the distance, but how special is the world number one.
Świątek.
Such a special player. Four Grand Slam finals, four Grand Slam titles. The undisputed number one in the world right now. At the age of just 22, that is now a third Roland Garros title. Unbelievable, the records she continues to break, continues to set, and she'll make her way up into her player box to greet those people who play such a big role in making her the player she is today.
Cérémonie de remise de récompense du simple dame Roland Garros 2023. Les trophées seront remis par le président de la Fédération française de tennis, monsieur Gilles Moreton, accompagné d'une grande dame du tennis. Elle a remporté 154 tournois WTA, 4 Masters, ex numéro 1 mondial, 18 titres en Grand Chelem, dont 7 à Roland-Garros, ce qui est inégalé dans le tennis féminin, Madame Chris Evert. Finaliste du simple dame à Roland-Garros 2023, c'était sa première finale en Grand Chelem, Karolina Muchová, République tchèque. Karolina, please, have your words.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I'll try to keep it short because it's a bit emotional. This is incredible. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. It's been amazing to actually 3 weeks here in Paris for me and for my team. This was so close, but yet so far that happens when you play one of the best IGA. So I want to congratulate you out loud once again and your team. I want to thank everyone behind the curtains as well, the people who help us in lockers and everywhere, physios, ball kids, every volunteer who is involved. It's been amazing tournaments. I would repeat myself again, so thank you very much. I would like to thank each one of you. It's impossible, but thank you very much, guys. I think I wouldn't be standing here if you were not pushing me each match and the energy and everything. I've never lived this, and this is unbelievable. So thank you. Thank you very much, everyone. And the last one to my team, to my box. This is the hardest one. When I look at those people, I actually feel like I'm the winner. So thank you. One last thing, again, thanks to my coaches and my parents, my friends. I hope this is only beginning for us. We come a long way, and we gonna keep it stronger and come back. Thank you.
Vainqueur du simple dame Roland Garros 2023. Elle obtient son quatrième titre en Grand Chelem, le troisième à Roland Garros, Iga Świątek.
Players are ready for a very final time at Roland Garros 2023. It is the final day. There'll be three matches on the court today. There's a Legends exhibition match that's taking place with Yannick Noah on the 40th anniversary of his winning Roland Garros. He started with a concert at the beginning of the tournament. He's going to be presenting the trophy, and he's in action with Susan Ongland, I think, at 11:45. So it's called an exhibition. There's no trophy being awarded, but that should be a lot of fun. He's with Mansour Bahrami. I think again, John McEnroe. Mats Wilander.
Yep.
Then here on Philippe Chatrier, we have Novak Djokovic, Casper Ruud. We're going to be with you from 2:30, bring the build-up to that, then every ball of what could be a history-making day for Novak Djokovic. Casper Ruud looking for his first Grand Slam title. But we start With the women's doubles final, really, really looking forward to this. I actually watched both of the semi-finals. It was sort of revenge for Miami, for Fernandez and Townsend coming through against Goff and Pegula. And Shea Siue, he's won this title many years, but was it 2015 or something? In just, what is it, her fifth
2014.
Tournament? 2014.
Yep.
Just her fifth tournament back or something. She's with Wang, who got double bageled by Iga Świątek, but she's been able to bounce back, and this is what we have for you in the ladies' doubles final. So I think the players are about to be introduced out to court. Mark Murray is just getting the crowd ready, and as we've seen in previous finals, they allow people to come in, sit in the boxes at the front so they can get maximum atmosphere. Now these people will all leave before the final people come in, but I think it's so important we have this atmosphere, isn't it? Courtney Walsh, Simon Campbell's alongside myself, Gigi, Stefan at the controls with his can of that red drink that it's like his coffee. It starts him off. But Courtney, we've seen this in other finals. It's so important that they bring the crowd in and we get this atmosphere because it deserves it.
Absolutely. These are just four tremendous players. To see their results since they've combined together, both recently formed combinations, yeah. The Townsend and Fernandez combination in their fifth tournament, and they've had some great success already. Mm-hmm. And how about Siue and Wang winning, I think, while playing in Strasbourg last week? Here they are. Well, a couple of weeks ago. Here they are in Paris at Roland Garros in the final. It's fabulous to see.
I love Taylor Townsend. I'm looking at the corridor. She's looking across at the opponents who are chatting and they're laughing, and she's really sort of eyeing them up, isn't she? She's kind of looking to the right thinking, well, you guys look very relaxed, and it's the opponents who are going to come out first because Fernandez and Townsend are the 10th seed. They are chatting. They are laughing. They are in a Grand Slam final, so why not?
Now I can wait for this. I love the fact that the crowd is right down by the court. It does make for a much better atmosphere. We saw that yesterday with the men's doubles. Had a good crowd in, and the players feel like they're actually right next to the fans. It's great.
Here we go. The unseeded pairing recently got together, come out onto court, smiling, bouquet of flowers accompanying each player, chatting away. And why not have big smiles on your face? You're recently formed is in a duo, not as in a person, and you're in a Grand Slam final on Philippe Chatrier. But the task is going to be a tough one, but I think this is a really intriguing final. We've got a real contrast going on here, and Leila Fernandez, who's in our hotel, seen her with her sister most mornings. She was in our hotel, she's now here. And Taylor Townsend, who's doing some fantastic things on the doubles court. She's got a lot of stuff, Taylor Townsend. That is a lot of stuff she's lugging up those. So 21 stairs to reach the top to get to the corridor for Mark Murray to introduce the 10th seeds out onto Philippe Chatrier.
Elles sont posées la tête de série numéro 10 du tournoi en double. La Canadienne Leila Fernandez et l'Américaine Taylor Townsend.
Taylor Townsend got to final the women's doubles US Open last year. And we know, of course, that Leila Fernandez, a former singles finalist at the US Open. And they look like, I think these are my favourite doubles pairings, when you see a pair having fun and smiling and laughing and enjoying it. And that's what they bring to the court.
The beautiful thing about them both is that there's clearly respect. But tennis just goes to show you can be a massive golfer in age and get on very well because you're combining for a shared goal. Siue is 37. Leila Fernandez, it's hard to believe, but she's only 20. It's that contrast in ages between the competitors, between the teammates. I think a 16-year gap between Siue and Wang, and 7 years between Townsend and Fernandez. But out there, very much equals, and I think that chemistry between both combinations has been a factor in making the way through to the final.
It's a good contrast though, isn't it, because Siue Shea just smiles her way through every match. It looks like she's having them all of the time, all the way, all the time. And certainly before this match, Fernandez and Townsend were all business. It was like boxer-like, in your face, staring at them. There's a little bit of a difference in attitudes to the way they conduct themselves, but there's a lot of joy in the way they play tennis. And two lefties, Townsend and Fernandez, it's going to be interesting to see how they cope with their first slam final together.
Siue is looking up at the box, waving to a few people in the box, and her partner's grinning away. I mean, if we're going to go for who's the most relaxed, I know who I'm putting my two pen of them. Right, let's have a listen to the
photographer over there.
Housekeeping.
So we play with same condition as in the previous match. We still play best of three tiebreak set. The final set tiebreak will be a 10-point match tiebreak if we reach this point. We have sensor for the net. We have a shot clock on the big screen here and there. you will have two more at the net here during the match. And boxes for towel in every corner, orange and white. You take the orange one, you take the white one. Do you have any questions?
That's going to
be ball or player?
Player, please.
Player.
Siwei Shea has picked player.
Ball.
Sir? Sure. Well, sir.
Taylor Townsend looked at Leila Fernandez and went...
We'll receive.
Oh, hang on.
Receive.
Oh. Okay.
There's the picture before.
Oh, we haven't got the picture.
Picture before, over there.
We just focused on getting started. Taylor Townsend looks at Leila Fernandez and said, what are we going to do? Serve. Oh, actually, no, we're going to receive. And then we had a look up at the skies. Overcast. It's a muggy, hot day. I think I went running this morning at 7 o'clock and it was already 23 degrees out there. There's, if I look at my app, which is really not reliable, it says a 20% chance maybe about 5 o'clock, but it's just a bit close.
It's pretty dark overhead, isn't it? They could shut the roof. There are storms forecast, but you never know. There were forecasts yesterday, it didn't really happen.
But the air is certainly heavier.
Yeah.
You can feel it when you're walking around. You went for a run about 7 a.m. We had a late dinner and I remember walking home and it was very, very muggy in the air.
Was it a nice dinner?
No. I didn't get the dinner myself.
Oh, you weren't part of the dinner?
No, I went. I was part of the extra bit afterwards. I was late leaving here, so yes. Courtney sourced himself out, and then I had dinner later.
Yeah, just
that's how it works, you know.
How was the men's doubles final?
It was good. Yeah, it was good. It was a bit one-sided, but Krajicek and Dodig were very strong, too strong. Krajicek played really well, but yeah.
The new world number one.
New world number one, Austin Krajicek. Yeah, he was definitely the best player on the court. He really pulled them through, but, you know, Dodig, the more experienced of the four, but the two Belgians had a great run to the final. I think they were delighted with their performance over the 2 weeks, just couldn't get it done on the day.
So what's both of your feeling about this one? We've got contrast in styles, how they approach the game, personalities. What's the gut feeling from both of you on this one?
Courtney?
Well, I think Townsend and Suwei are the two key players in this. Townsend's doubles experience is evident, having made that Grand Slam final with Katie McNally in New York around 9 months ago. She's now been on the big stage in a major. Suwei, just an outstanding career. But at 37, yeah, she's played an incredible amount of tennis. A champion here in 2014. She's played 60 Grand Slam doubles events. So I think those two are the senior partners in the event. I know that Fernandez's singles capabilities and record probably stands above any of the other players having made a Grand Slam final again in New York. But I do think the two older hands will set the tone today.
Yeah, I mean, Shea's the most experienced player on the courts, and she's such an unusual player in the way she plays. You know, you would never teach. There's nothing textbook about her. It's all natural. But she's got such great feel for the ball, and she can really flummox opponents. I think it'll be interesting to see how Wang handles the occasion. I mean, this is her first slam final. As you mentioned, she got double bageled by Iga Świątek. She's not the first, and it won't be the last for that to be the case. But, you know, she's clearly picked herself up very well, and she's got a great partner in Shea who will make her feel comfortable. And I think the fact that they're smiling and grinning and chatting to each other, it shows that they're relaxed. Or if they're not relaxed, they're doing a good job in looking like they are.
Now, let me ask you, while you're both here, just looking ahead to the men's final. Before I came up here, we were looking through some footage because we have the cameras at the gym and the arrival. And Casper Ruud, at 11 o'clock, Casper Ruud was fast asleep at the gym. So I like to think it's because he's feeling quite relaxed, but he got here quite early. They're both practicing.
Yeah, he'd already practiced,
hadn't he? He practices later between 12 and 1. They're on court 2 and court 3, respectively, they're out there. He's been sort of fast asleep in the gym. 8 straight sets for Djokovic, a fifth meeting. Djokovic, the heavy favourite. Do you see anything other, Courtney, than Djokovic claiming his third title here and 23rd overall?
Look, I think Ruud will benefit from his two experiences in major finals against outstanding players. And I've been really impressed with the way he's played. So I can certainly see him taking at least a set off Novak. I think that the level he's been playing with has been so high. I'm fascinated to see how Novak comes out of the semi-final a couple of days ago. We know that clearly Carlitos was absolutely spent. Simon actually translated a very good piece on cramping and perhaps the reasons for it. But Novak was incredibly tested throughout that first 2.5 hours. The intensity was so high. And you wondered at one stage when sitting courtside, is he about to crack now? You know, he doesn't crack very often at all, but he looked a little fatigued as well. So I'll be interested to see how he bounces out of that.
I think if the roof closes later before the match starts, I think that gives Djokovic an even bigger advantage because he doesn't have to worry about wind, which he doesn't like. There's no sun glaring in his eyes. There are no outside external factors other than the fact that he's going for history. You've got to wonder. You know, we saw it at 2021 at the US Open against Medvedev going for the calendar year slam. That was too much. I think he was exhausted by the end of the year in that case. I don't think he's going to let that happen today. I think he is so motivated by setting records, making history. He has, against Ruud, I think the problem for Ruud is that Djokovic is slightly better at every bit of the game, which generally means straight sets. And I expect it to be straight sets, but like Courtney, I wouldn't be surprised if Ruud plays well and could nick a set. But it would be a big surprise if he wins.
And the one thing is with Ruud, as I said, you've touched on those four straight set affairs. At the US Open in September, he was very, very, very close to forcing a fifth set against Alcaraz. I think he improved on what he showed in Paris in the final against Nadal. It was only a matter of a couple of points, so he was not that far away. So I think he gets better every time on the big stage.
That's a round of applause for Courtney, for Simon, and for the players. They are said it's the women's doubles. We'll have build-up to the men's final and ball-by-ball commentary from 2:30. But for now, sit back, relax, enjoy. Let us know where you are tuning in from, because we have the Roland Garros 2023 women's doubles final.
Thank you very much, Gigi, to talk you through the men's final, which starts at, we'll be on air at 2:30. And until then, it is the women's final of Roland Garros 2023, and very much looking forward to this. It is Wang who is getting us underway as Shi Wei tries to immediately poach at the net. Taylor Townsend whips a forehand up the line, that lefty forehand, so much spin, gets the first point on the board.
And that's a very fine flourish from Townsend to start the final. That's a confidence booster for sure. She's taken two left-handers combining together. She's taken the juice court. It's Fernandez in the advantage court. Great start from Townsend.
Yeah, it's always a discussion point who plays which side when you're both right-handed or left-handed. When it's left-right combination, you can have two forehands down the middle. You can have left one side, right the other. As Wang double faults, looking to kick the ball deep to Fernandez, and it's love 30.
And Shea playing the I formation, so trying to... just, I suppose, confuse their opponents or make them think a little extra where they're returning. So a good start to the Americans so far, though.
Yeah, looking sharp already.
American-Canadians.
North Americans.
North Americans.
There you go. So Wang misses the first serve. Do remember, please do get in touch. French Open Radio at fft.fr and radio at _RG. Love to hear what you're doing while you're listening to us and who you're pulling for in this final and maybe in the final later. Between Djokovic and Ruud, as Townsend nets a forehand. Mariana says, final push for the best team. Thanks for making these last 2 weeks so memorable. A bientôt. Mariana, thank you too. It's been a lot of fun, as always, working with this great team and on this great tournament. And hopefully we're going to finish with a flourish as Su Wei Shea just moves across. In fact, she was playing I formation. She was already there. Just deft, soft hands at the net, drop volley.
Order.
Beautiful touch. And again, that's an indication or an example of what can happen when you play the I formation. Fernandez clubbed that return. Su Wei in the right spot to just come up with the goods.
Yeah, because the server and the partner know where the ball's supposed to be off the serve as Fernandez reacts quickly to a ball on feet, and the Shea Su Wei and Wang get a little bit confused with each other, and then finally Townsend nails a smash right through the feet, almost between the legs of Wang, and they've got an early break point.
That was a soft shoe crusher, that one from Townsend. A little bit of confusion at the net from Shea and Wang as to who would take a higher floating ball down the middle. In the end, the double-handed Wang opted to crunch the back end, but it probably set them back a little bit in the point. So a break point to start for Fernandez Townsend.
Yeah, it did. Wang serves down the middle to Fernandez. A good serve and put away at the net by Shea Su Wei. Saves the break point.
It is always intriguing to see the tactics that doubles combinations opt for during matches. And they will change through the course of the match. If someone gets on a roll when returning, we'll see an alteration of where they stand at the other end of the court.
Townsend standing pretty deep to return. Goes cross-court. Wang hammers a forehand cross-court to the forehand of Townsend, but then the forehand in the net from Wang, and it's another break point. John Rogers says, thank you guys for another mighty fortnight. You're all superb, and I'll miss you come tomorrow. Have a great last day, and here's to a mighty final and hopefully an upset. Thank you very much, John. Well, Courtney's heading your way, John. Courtney's off to Ireland next week, aren't you?
Yes, very looking much forward looking to forward to it.
So if you see an Australian driving around not knowing where he is, that'll be Courtney.
Just point me in the wrong direction.
I've already warned Courtney about the signposting in Ireland. And John, you know what I'm talking about. Still break point, Fernandez and Townsend, as Fernandez waits inside the baseline to return the second serve. She goes straight down the line as Shea looking to intercept at the net. And just the movement from Shea at the net put Fernandez off slightly, and her forehand flew just long. And there's another break point saved.
And I think it's already clear from what we've seen. It's just the early stages of this final, but it's Townsend and Shea who are setting the tone in this this final already. The experienced hands have settled quicker.
Yep. Absolutely. But Wang and Shea, as Shea crouches at the net, good serve down the tee, and the return from Townsend with plenty of spin is too good for Wang to handle. Goes wide. North American combination have a third breakpoint chance.
And just lovely placement there. Able to guess correctly which way Shea would go at the net. Beautiful depth, beautiful shape, and unable to handle it from Wang. So a bit more pressure on her serve again to start.
Yeah, another break point. Serve again down the tee, and then backhand return in the net from Fernandez. Still juice. Wang just rushes over to her chair to change rackets, I think. Yeah, looking for a different racket. Obviously wants one that can give her a couple of aces.
Well, you've got one in your bag.
Always got one stored up for that.
Yeah.
Always change it round. Townsend dressed in a very sort of neon pink outfit. Fernandez in a sort of more lighter red-pink combination. Wang, black skirt, red top. And Shea, mostly black top with a black hat. She's got a drive volley at the net on the backhand side. Doesn't put it away, but she's in the right place to cut off the forehand from Townsend. Chase, so good at reading the play, cuts it off, angle volley, gives him a game point.
And just the acuteness of the angle she's able to find when at the net, because she reads the play so well, she gets herself in the best position, gives her opposition no chance when she has that has that opportunity at the net.
Absolutely. Big serve down the tee, and this time Shea picks it off at the net. And Shea and Wang on the board to start this match. They take the first game in this women's doubles final. They're only their second tournament together. Amazing, that. Having made their debut together in Strasbourg, where they reached the quarterfinals, lost to Chan and Chan. But they have beaten the number five seeds, Demi Skuurs and Desiree Kravchuk. They beat Melichar and Martinez Perez, the number six seeds. They beat Zhang and Mladenovic, the number nine seeds, and Kudermetova and Samsonova, the number 10. So a really strong run to the final, as you might imagine. And Shea, as we mentioned before, was world number one in doubles a couple of years ago, having first reached that in 2014. Spent 47 weeks at the top.
Leila Fernandez.
Fantastic player. And it's going to be Fernandez to start the serving for the Fernandez-Townsend combination. Standing very wide to hit her first serve to the backhand of Shea. Now she plays it cross court. They're both going cross court with another bit of confusion between the new combination of Wang and Shea at the baseline, but they get away with it. Wang then eventually shanks a forehand into the stands, and there's a moment there where Wang and Shea almost came together.
Yeah, they exchanged a smile. They've opted for a high five. We saw it in the opening game when one floated down the centre. They were both shaping to hit it. On that occasion, both actually swung for the ball. You don't often see that in couple combinations.
It is dangerous. There really could be a collision in that case, as Fernandez serves out wide, and Townsend looks to close the net, doesn't have to hit a volley. John Rogers says, remind Courtney of the old Irish story of the tourist who's lost, asking the farmer for directions to his B&B. The farmer replies, well, if I was you, I wouldn't start from here.
It's very, very, very good, John. Keep those coming all morning.
Yeah, any tips for Courtney? He's making his way around. You're doing a bit of a tour, aren't you?
Yes, heading south from Dublin, and I think Kenmare on the first or second night, and night, and then up to Galway or Galway.
Yeah.
In the later stages, so a couple of the rings. Looking forward to tracing some of my old family history as well.
Very good. 40 love, Fernandez and Townsend in this second game. A little bit of sunshine creeping out from behind the clouds as Fernandez serves to the backhand of Wang, who gets a really good angle right onto the sideline. And then Fernandez opens up on that nice forehand of hers. Townsend cuts it off at the net, but she puts it into the net. Sometimes when you're tight to the net, you get a bit confused as to what to do, whether it should be a drop volley or a punch volley. And she tried to punch that one, hit the top of the net.
And just to contrast, in terms of the tactics are already evident again. Townsend Fernandez playing the more traditional doubles positioning. Townsend firmly at the net in her service box. Fernandez serving wide from the court.
Still game point. Fernandez steps into a forehand, goes straight down the middle. Wang gets there. Townsend can't cut off the volley. And now they go backhand down the line. Backhand catches the tape. Fernandez coming into the net. Backhand volley to the Wang backhand is pretty good. Shea tries to put it away. Townsend reacts quickly. And then Shea does put away the volley.
Just an outstanding example of the reflexes and the quick hands that that all four players have. Halfway through that point, Shea took the opportunity to sort of almost creep forward to the net, ninja-like. She snuck in when they weren't expecting it, and she was well-positioned to be able to put that volley away in the end.
Wang returning, and Shea standing just a couple of feet inside the baseline. Very defensive lineup, but giving themselves more time, and Wang appreciates that as Townsend misses another almost identical volley to the one she missed before, but it's still game point 40-30.
Yeah, on both occasions, the Americans have been stretched just enough to not quite be able to get under the ball safely. Now, it's not a bad move by her to try and get across and cut the return off, just not quite able to get far enough across her to have a little margin for safety.
Fernandez, best ranking of doubles of 36. That's her ranking right now. So she's making her way up. It's been interesting seeing her, having reached the final of the US Open a couple of years ago, losing to Emma Raducanu. Like Raducanu in many ways, sort of struggled to assert herself on the tour, has had a bit more success. But in doubles, she's been able to sort of relax a little bit and play the kind of tennis that she did in New York. And it's great to see as she hoists a lob over Shea at the net. Townsend should put the volley away and does. And they hold serve. Oh, no, they don't. They've got a game point. Again, they were 40 love up in this, but they're now advantage. Good combination there. You see a lot of women's doubles is different to men's doubles in terms of the tactics. You see more lobbing, I think, depending on whether the players like to play at the back. There's a lot of variation, whereas men's doubles can be a bit bang, bang, bang. As Fernandez serves out wide to the Wang backhand, who returns in the net, and Townsend congratulates her. A little high five between the two. And they hold serve and board one all, and Wang just smiles to Shea and says, yeah, sorry about that, didn't mean to miss it.
I think what we see in women's doubles now is indicative of what we probably saw in men's doubles before the increase in power from the players, the string technology, the racket technology, etc., which made it very much a power game. I mean, you have to have great hands as well, but the power, this, you need more court craft in women's doubles. And
you do, as Shea starts her service game and puts a forehand in the net. John's got some more advice for you. Galway is where I live, he says. On your way here from the south, you'll pass through the Burren, one of the truly most beautiful places on earth. I recommend you go to the tea and cake rooms in the village of Ballyvaughan. Best cheesecake on the planet at the foot of the Burren. Wow, that sounds nice, doesn't it?
And he's picked me well because I'm a cheesecake man. I do like my cheesecake, so thank you, John, for that.
You're going to need to be going down the gym by the time you've finished in Ireland and Scotland, where you go to after that, before you're coming back to Wimbledon. It'll be a good trip. Shea Su Wei plays a clever lob over the top of Townsend, then sneaks into the net again, but Fernandez avoids her at the net. In comes Wang. No, Wang stays back. Shea should put the smash away. Fernandez gets there, but if this is coming back, well, it's not. It would have been an easy smash second time round. Shea pretty solid at the net. Yeah, if we've got any listeners in Scotland, have you got any tips for Courtney? Where are you going? Bridge of Allen?
Bridge of Allen, which is not too far from the university town of Stirling.
And yep.
I suspect we'll do a couple of day trips into Edinburgh and to Glasgow. And there's a reasonable Scottish tennis player who grew up not too far away from Bridge of Allen.
Jamie Murray?
Jamie Murray, yes. Jamie Murray.
Well, he is a reasonable tennis player.
Absolutely.
Very good. Of course, Andy and Jamie and Judy and the family from that part of the world. As Townsend comes forward, tries to play an angled backhand volley and puts it in the net.
Wang up for the challenge on that occasion. No, I've had the fortune of visiting Bridge of Allen before. I have a friend who coaches at Tennis Scotland, and on the courts
at Tennis Scotland, the Academy courts, which are near the university based in Scotland, there is a big mural of Jamie, his less famous brother Andy, but also a very good friend of theirs, Colin Fleming.
Yep, who's also a player. Now broadcaster, as Fernandez goes cross-court hard at Wang, and Wang can't control the volley, and it's 30-all.
So it's a beautiful part of the world. So looking forward to the next couple of weeks. But, you know, it's very fortunate because we are in an amazing city and at an amazing tournament site. Roland Garros becomes more beautiful every year, I believe.
Yeah, doing a fabulous job with it. And a lot of people through the gates this year. Feels like it must have been the best crowds in a long, long time. The weather's been so, so good this day. Really the first day that it's not been sunny all the day. And as Seth Townsend moves quickly and Wang just adjusts her feet slowly and sort of, instead of moving forward to what would have been a fairly easy volley, moved backwards and got herself cramped. And Shea and Wang have a break point to face again. It's 30-40.
Really good control of the racket there from Townsend. She changed the pace a little bit, and when she had to dig, she was able to find a good enough angle to unsettle Wang.
Shea serving at break point, one game apiece. Serves into the net. Wang just feeds the ball to the ball girl and then runs to the back of the court. Now, you don't see this very often. She is now, instead of being the net player, she's gone right to the baseline. Shea serves, kicks it to the forehand of Fernandez. Now Wang goes up the line with a forehand of her own, and Shea looking to intercept, can't get that one, and the forehand goes long from Wang. And whatever that tactical change was, it didn't work in the end. It's a breaker serve for Fernandez and Townsend early on. They lead 2-1.
That's fascinating. I don't believe I've ever actually seen that in doubles of any level before.
Not at this level.
Where you surrender the net after the first serve. Now, the one caveat is that the Shea second serve does stand there ready to be hit. That was hit at 101 kilometres an hour. We know how well Townsend and Fernandez can strike their forwards, their forehands, and they're capable of such immense power. Perhaps Wang thinking, well, I'm likely to get drilled here and may not have the reflexes or the hands to be able to stay in the point, has opted for the defensive measure.
Yeah, it's very, very unusual because, you know, the idea of doubles really, if you think about it in theory, is to dominate the centre of the court, get forward and put the ball away. But in that case, Wang just ran straight to the baseline and, an odd decision. And it backfired really because when Shea tried to intercept and missed, Wang sort of took her eye off the ball slightly and put it long. So, first strike to Fernandez and Townsend. And now it'll be Taylor Townsend to serve. She's had three doubles titles to her name as Taylor Townsend. Of course, one of the young mothers on the tour. Townsend having returned to action early this year, about a year after having her first child. She's won doubles titles in Adelaide this year with Asia Muhammad, in Adelaide 2 with Stefani, and in 2020 in Auckland with Muhammad. Also won a couple of titles in at 125 level with Muhammad and Whitmire. Good net skills from Townsend as they run around and high five between her and Fernandez. There's a lot of energy between Townsend and Fernandez already.
Yes, certainly. They are up and about. Townsend, just listening to her in Australia earlier this year, spoke so eloquently about the challenges of being a mother and touring, and you know, was whether or not you take your child with you, whether or not you stay at home. She has opted for the stay home and to travel when she can for a few weeks and then get back because she thinks a more settled life at home makes sense. But there are certainly challenges for people in their professional lives.
Yeah, I think especially for a mother to be away from home from her child, especially young child, is really tough. You know, you do see a lot of mothers bringing their families on tour for obvious reasons. But of course, you know, it's maybe easier for her to focus on her tennis while she's here. Of course, she'd be missing her child, but you know, she knows that the security of having a child looked after at home is better. That's how the way she sees it. And it's certainly helping here. She is in the final of the women's doubles with an early break at 2-1 as she serves that lefty serve down the middle to Shea. Good reactions from Wang, but can't quite steer the ball back into court. Also a four-time runner-up in doubles, including this year in Miami with Fernandez, where they got to the final. Made her first doubles appearance in a final in 2013 in Washington, when she played with Eugenie Bouchard. So 22nd doubles appearance at a slam. Best performance, as Courtney mentioned earlier.